Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we'll give some gardening tips, deliver the Extension news, and cover all the happenings in and around the Extension office, like tomorrow's Farmer's Market in the round top of the 4-H Fairgrounds. But first, for today's Did You Know, that the McPherson County Livestock Sale Committee is hosting a livestock show this Saturday at the McPherson County 4-H Fairgrounds. It's called the Showdown in Mactown. 4-H members from all over the state will be exhibiting their hogs starting at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Following the pig show will be the popular meat goat show starting at 11 and ending with the sheep show that starts at 1 o'clock. Each exhibitor will receive a free t-shirt, and the show is being sponsored by First Bank Kansas, AgriCenter of Hutch, SS&C Advisors of Salina, and K-State Research and Extension. For my gardening tip this week, it may feel a bit gloomy to pick off the fading flowers from your yard's plants, but you're actually setting up for success by pinching off the flowers, and this process is called deadheading. Deadheading gives plants new life. Some plants will bloom more profusely if the old spent flowers are removed, says K-State horticultural specialist Ward Upham. Annuals, especially, focus their energy on seed production to ensure that the species survives. If you remove the old flowers, the energy normally used to produce the seed is now available to produce more flowers. Normally, gardeners can deadhead flowers by simply pinching them off with your finger and thumb, but some tougher stems may require a scissors or a pruning shears. Some perennials also benefit from deadheading, which extends the blooming season by encouraging an additional burst of flowers. But in the case of perennials, some gardeners actually enjoy the look of the spent flowers, and the seed produced can be a good food source for the birds. Here are some of the plants that increase blooms in response to deadheading. Geraniums, petunias, marigolds, snapdragons, begonias, roses, blanket flowers, zinnias, sweet peas, and salvia. Plants that do not need to be deadheaded include autumn joy, impatiens, most flowering vines, periwinkle, and the wishbone flower. If you have been working outside, you know that the mosquitoes are out and about. Rain brings mosquito breeding habitats. Mosquito larvae develop in standing bodies of water, and they really don't need a lot of water to thrive. Female mosquitoes mate shortly after emerging from the water. After blood feeding, they will lay a clutch of eggs on the water's surface. Mosquito larvae go through three stages, called instars. Each instar gets bigger before finally turning into the pupa stage. From the pupa, the adult emerges, leaving the aquatic environment for the air. While the females feed on blood, male mosquitoes feed on plant nectar and are an important pollinator. Look around your house for any standing bodies of water. They do not need to be large. Common mosquito breeding habitats include flower pot bases, watering cans, abandoned swimming pools, used car tires, and anything that holds water for a period of time. Animal watering troughs can be a prime mosquito development site, like a large stock tank. Adding fish to eat the larva can be a solution. And now for my bud joke of the week. What do you call two spiders who just got married? A newlyweb. And now for my farmers market goers. Each Saturday, make plans to visit the McPherson County Farmers Market. Tell all your friends and neighbors and check us out on Facebook at the McPherson County Farmers Market page to get all the details. Every Saturday morning from now through October, the Farmers Market will be open 7:30 till noon, right here at the 4-H Fairgrounds at 710 West Woodside. Come and get your local produce, eggs, baked goods, pork, flowers, pecans, and so much more. Lastly, we will be hosting the Farm Safety Day Camp on June 9th here on the Extension campus. This year we will have McPherson Fire, EMS, Sheriff, and Police participate in a mock rescue, along with a helicopter being on site to learn more about. Special thanks goes to the Kansas Farm Bureau Office here in McPherson, alongside us in helping sponsor this great educational event. Again, This is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I hope everyone has a good and happy Friday.